lingali tshona njani zulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngelanga le Thanksgiving. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu zalamhlanje.
As long as women are not safe in this country, there is no democracy to talk about. As long as women cannot move around in First Street very safe, there is no independence to talk about. As long as this is not policy, we
uhulumende uveza ukuthi sokuqhamuke uhlupho lwabafundisi bamabandla okholo lwesiKristu iningi labo kungamabandla asungulwa kulezi nsuku abadlwengulwa abesifazane.
Kufanele bebe serious, bebe more serious on those cases. Banga accept ama-brides. Nxa ungela muntu omaziyo phakathi ongakumeli ukuthi ikhesi yakho ibe right, nobody listens to you or takes care of everything.
Abesifazane abakuhlangothi le Women's Assembly kubandla le MDCT bamanyana labesifazane elizweni lonke ekusoleni ukudlwengulwa kwabesifazane lamantombazana besithi amapolisa kumele abophe abadala lawa macala.
Lamhlanje endabeni zethu zokusetshenziswa kobulembo be-internet izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa. Sikhangela amaqembu enhlelo zentuthuko asebunjwe kuFacebook ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa indawo abadabuka kuso.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kumsakazo weStudio 7.
Uhulumende uveza ukuthi sokulolu hlu olutsha lwabadlwengula abesifazane abazinkokheli zamabandla okholo lwesiKristu iningi labo kungamabandla asungulwa kulezi nsuku. Ngasikhathi sinye zibikwa zisedlula inkulungwane ezimbili indaba zokudlwengula ezisiwa kwabomthetho kodwa zingafiki ingxenye lazo ezanelisa kuya emthethwandaba ngezizathu ezimbalwa okubaliswa ukungaqhubi kuhle komsebenzi kwabesipholiseni kanye lokungethembeki. Intathe izindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Yibucula kweqembu lebandla leZion Christian Church in Zimbabwe elivele eMashingo ngesikhathi lilibazisa uZulu obebuthene emkhosini owenzelwe eHarare Gardens lamhla wamalunga enhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu loZulu weHarare oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeMsasa Project bemanyeleleye The Women's Trust lohulumende bephathisana labehofisi yommeli wakwele Britain kuleli. UZulu ufole esukela esilindweni samabhasi eseMarket Square elubhekise eHarare Gardens okungenye yenhlelo eziqoqwe ukunaza uhlelo lwensuku ezilithumi lasithupha lokulwisana lendaba zokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazane lamantombazane kanye lokudlwengulwa kwabo olwe 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Embikweni wakhe kuZulu obuphezu komumo wendaba zokudlwengulwa elizweni, omunye wabakhokhela kundaba zokuchutshiswa kwamacala, uSenior Public Prosecutor uNkosikazi Sharon Ferro uqale ngokupha ingcazelo yokudlwengulwa echiwo ngumthetho.
The Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, Chapter 923, defines rape as unlawfully having sexual intercourse or anal intercourse with a woman without her consent. That offense is punishable by imprisonment. Other sexual offenses that are provided for in the court are aggravated indecent assault. There's also the offense of having sexual intercourse with a young person. I think we are all familiar with that offense.
Uthu Fero okunye osekusethusa kulezi nsuku kuyikuba sekuvele olunye uluhlu lwabadlwengulayo laba njalo bezinkokheli kwezokholo. Inkokheli zokholo ikakhulu olwesiKristu kumele kube yizo eziphathisa abadabukileyo kodwa akusenjalo ngoba seziyizo ezidlwengula abesifazane laba kanye lamantombazana zicatsha ngegama likaNkulunkulu kuveza uFero.
Some pastors have emerged as a new group that is perpetrating the offense of rape and sexual violence. Where pastors are supposed to preach and teach, it appears they are raping the congregants. That's why we have the courts and the police officers inundated with cases of rape by these pastors.
Ngasikhathi sinye okhokhela inhlanganiso yeMsasa Project eHarare uNkosikazi Nethi Msanu uthi seziziningi indaba zokudlwengulwa kwabesifazane emabandleni okholo lwesiKristu ngakho kumele bachawe egcekeni abaphatheka kulokhu kuganga becatsha ngoNkulunkulu njalo bajeziswe kabuhlungu Ukhuthaze njalo ukuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zitholiswe imali yokuqhuba imikhankaso yokuphathisa omama ngolwazi phezu kwamalungelo abo. Uzulu wonke aphatheke kulomkhankaso wokuqeda udubo lokudlwengulwa kanye lokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazane lamantombazane.
Normally women's rights are not regarded as very sexy to fund, which is why a lot of us as women's organizations are struggling to get funding. Hanzi tinoda zvepamusoro-soro zvegovernance, I don't know what that means. But you need to notice there is no governance to talk about. As long as women are not safe in this country, there is no democracy to talk about. As long as women cannot move around in First Street very safe, there is no independence to talk about. As long as this is not going to be a maximum.
Abaphethe zokuchutshiswa kwamacala bathi edlula inkulungwane 1059 amacala okudlwengulwa kwabesifazane asethe athoniswa emadale. Bethi ngoba iningi lalamacala amangalwa emapholiseni ephetha engasafikanga emthethwandaba ngezizathu ezehlukeneyo. Lezi zivalisa ukungathembeki, ukusilela kobufakazi loba ukususwa kwalezi ndaba ngemva kokuba zimangaliwe emapholiseni ngoba umamangala eseguqule ingqondo yakhe. Umkhosi walamhla ungenwe izinkokheli zokholo, inhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo labesifazane lamantombazana, inkokheli zikahulumende, umphathintambo ohlangothi lwendaba zabesifazane lentuthuko yabo, unkosikazi Opam Chinguri, abe ofisi yomeli wakwele Britain kanye lozulu weHarare. Wenziwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esinanzwa ngamazwe omhlaba esithi From Peace in the Home to Peace in the World, Let's Challenge Militarism and End Violence Against Women.